Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, precious saints of God. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. Well, it's evening now. Well, we've been doing this study on the sacrifice of the wicked, the sacrifice. How many people in the Bible tried to pull a fast one on God by bringing him oblations, offerings, sacrifices, gifts of all kinds? They thought that they could impress a holy God by bringing him gifts. But they found out that if not given with the right motives and with a pure heart, every gift, every sacrifice, every offering, every oblation, every form of worship is an abomination to the Lord. Let's read Proverbs 15:18. It reads, the sacrifice, as we learned, is an animal that is brought to an altar, that is butchered, it's cut up, it's bled out. It could be a lamb, a goat, something as small as a turtle dove, or something as big as an ox or a red heifer. The sacrifice of the wicked. The wicked is the enemy of God. Anyone who's an enemy of God, anyone who is not in right relationship with the Lord. And we saw just a few lessons ago that some of these people who are classified as wicked by God are not openly wicked. They are secretly wicked or quietly wicked until God rebuffs them. And then when God rebuffs them publicly, they get mad. The sacrifice of the wicked is a stench, something foul, something vile to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. How we praise your name. How we honor thee, O Lord. Now, Father, we come to sit at your table. And what a table it is. Table that dispenses wisdom and knowledge. It is a table that we come to feed on. We're fed there. We're fed the word of God. We're nourished by the wholesome truths contained in God's word. Bless us, Lord. Bless us. Let us not be found imitating the wicked or at the table of the wicked or feasting with the wicked, deriving counsel from the wicked. Be it far from us, O Lord. May we always be your holy people. Holy Spirit, oh Holy Spirit, how we love thee. Holy Spirit, make us more like Jesus, our elder brother and our Savior, our Redeemer. Conform us, Holy Spirit, to the image of God's dear Son. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Holy Spirit. Instruct us, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. In our first lesson, I was able to define for you what is the sacrifice of the wicked. What is the sacrifice of the wicked? Then we were able to give a quick example of Cain and Abel. Now, the sacrifice offered by Cain and Abel, the offering offered by Cain and Abel, was an offering of acknowledgement. Then we followed that with another lesson on the sacrifice of the wicked, in which we saw that another kind of offering, another kind of sacrifice that could be offered to God is the ministerial sacrifice or the ministerial offering. So you have the acknowledgement offering, which Cain and Abel brought before the Lord. And when they brought it, their goal was to acknowledge God as everything in their life. God was the end-all, be-all in their life. Well, that was true for Abel, but not so for Cain. For he was found out to be a hypocrite, a false worshiper, bringing before God an abomination for which God said he had no respect. Then in the comparison that was drawn in number 16 between Moses and Korah, Moses, the chosen, elected shepherd of Israel, whom God made deliverer and lawgiver, that Moses was challenged by his younger cousin Korah of the same ministerial family, the tribe of Levi. Well, Korah said to Moses, "Move over, Moses. I too am a minister of God. I too will bring sacrifices and offerings to the Lord. You're not going to be the only leader in Israel. I challenge your authority." And so God intervened between the two as Moses prayed and said to the Lord, "Have no respect, do not honor their offering, their sacrifice." And we read what happened to Korah. His sacrifice along with Dathan and Abiram and the 250 Reubenites, they were all killed. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, the earth opened up and swallowed them whole and their families. The 250 Reubenites that rebelled, that took part in the coup d'etat, they were slaughtered by the Lord. Why? Because Moses prayed and it says, have no respect for their offering. These are rebels. These are wicked men. And so the Bible is true. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. And the proof of that is that God put to death immediately those men who came with sacrifices before him. Today I want to talk to you about the sacrifice of Ananias and Sapphira in contrast with that of Barnabas. So let us turn to Acts chapter 4. It says in Acts chapter 4, verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many believers as were possessors of lands or possessors of homes sold them and brought the price or the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at apostles' feet. So here is a priest, because that's what a Levite is. Here's a Jew, Barnabas, of the island of Cyprus, a Levite, a member of the same family that Korah and Moses was a member of, the same tribe. He brings an offering. Now, this offering is not your acknowledgement offering. He's not acknowledging that God is all in his life, although that is true. This is not a ministerial offering. This is not a Levitical offering. It's not a ministry offering. What kind of offering is it then, Pastor? Well, it's a fellowship offering. You see, this was what we called the community of goods. People who had money and people who had means shared with those who had no means. This is what we call fellowship, koinonia. So notice, in the example that I gave you of Cain and Abel, that's the acknowledgement offering, the acknowledgement sacrifice. And the example I gave you of Korah and Moses, that's the ministerial offering, the ministerial sacrifice. But this example is the fellowship offering, the fellowship sacrifice, because Barnabas sold a piece of land, sold the property, sold some real estate, took all of the proceeds and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed among those who had need within the fellowship. In other words, a fellowship offering. A fellowship offering to show the poor that the middle class and the wealthy would be willing to share with them, not just fellowship in the spirit, and that's what we do every Sunday. We all come together on Sunday morning to fellowship in the spirit. But then there's a fellowship of goods. And that's done when we who have share with those who do not have. And that's what this offering is about. So let's read about Ananias and Sapphira. Now, of course, Ananias and Sapphira didn't do the right thing. Now, they intended to do the same thing Barnabas did, but they didn't do what Barnabas did. Why? Because Barnabas offered the fellowship offering from a pure heart, and Ananias and Sapphira shared their fellowship offering with from an impure hearts, impure. So, let's read Acts 5, verses 1 through 11. Thus beginneth the reading of God's holy and precious word.
But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God.
Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young man arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now, it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her,
Tell me whether you sold the land for so much.
Yes, for so much.
How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look. The feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out.
Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things.
Now, Ananias and Sapphira brought the same kind of offering that Barnabas did. They brought the proceeds from a real estate sale. That's what they did. Now, what was the difference? Well, Barnabas gave the offering by pure motives. They did not. They plotted, they said, as an example, we're going to sell this house for $50,000. We're going to keep $20,000. And we're going to tell the church we sold it for $30,000. Now, we really sold it for $50,000. But we're going to pocket $20,000. And we're going to tell the church that we sold it for $30,000. This way, we get full credit. In the eyes of the people, they're going to say, wow, they gave all to the Lord. When in fact, that was not the case. They gave 60%. They pocketed 40%, but they gave 60%. And so what happened? That's a lie. They lied. And this is why their offering was considered an abomination, because they acted wickedly. The sacrifice of the wicked, an abomination to the Lord. So whether you're like Cain, and you come before the Lord and you're claiming that you're acknowledging him to be creator, proprietor, provider, or redeemer, and in your heart he's not, well, what is God judging you on? Is he judging your offering? No. He's really judging your heart, because your offering is a reflection of really what's in your heart. And God said to Cain, now Cain, why did you bring the wrong offering? If you had brought the right offering, you would have been acknowledging me truthfully. But the fact that you brought the wrong offering shows that you are just rendering me lip service. I am not really your creator, your proprietor, your provider, and your redeemer, because you didn't listen to me. You didn't bring the right thing. From the depths of your wicked heart, yes, you brought me an offering. You brought me a sacrifice. But you decided in your heart to do the opposite of what I said. Therefore, your worship is lip service. Thus, you are rejected. The same thing with Korah. Korah was bringing an offering to the Lord, but it was just lip service. Korah wanted ministerial limelight. Korah wanted ministerial power. He wanted authority. Korah was in ministry for all the wrong reasons. Korah was in ministry because he subscribed to the theology called meology. Ministry is not about the people. Ministry is about me. Meology. So this is why Korah's sacrifice and that of Dathan and that of Abiram and that of the 250 Reubenites, all of their ministerial sacrifice was abhorrent before the Lord. Thus, they suffered death. Here, Ananias and Sapphira, no one told them to sell property. That was a free will gesture. But you see, they wanted recognition. They craved recognition. They wanted full recognition of something that was partially from the heart. Their heart was not completely devoted to God. Now listen, they could have given 60%. God wouldn't care. Listen, people give 10%. Is anybody dropping dead in church because they give 10%? It's called the tithe. Ananias and his wife sold the property. And I gave the example. They sold it for $50,000 as an example. They gave $30,000. They pocketed $20,000. It was okay for them to pocket the $20,000 if they want. Listen, they could if they sold it for $50,000, they could have put in their pocket $49,500. God wasn't going to kill them if they pocketed $49,500 and if they just gave $500 to the church. God wouldn't be bothered by that. But why did God kill them? Why? Because they lied. That's why. They could have sold the property for $50,000. They could have went on a cruise. They could have went around the world and used up $49,500. If all they decided to do was to give $500, that would have been fine with God. If they gave nothing, that would have been fine with God. But the reason why the Lord laid them out flat is because they conspired to lie. They came before God's holy people, and they acted unholy. It's an abomination. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. If they had given $500, if they had given $250, if they had given $100 from a $50,000 sale, it would have been all right with the Lord. But what they said was, this was all of it. And they lied. And Peter says, you didn't lie to men. You lied to God. You lied to the Lord. And so thus the Lord is going to lay you out. And they gave up the ghost, husband and wife. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination before the Lord. Even in the New Testament, God is laying out people. The same way God killed Korah for his sacrifice, he laid down Ananias and Sapphira. Now notice, two different sacrifices. Korah's is a ministerial sacrifice. Ananias and Sapphira, a fellowship sacrifice. It makes no difference to God. A sacrifice is a sacrifice, and we make it to him. And you see, they thought, oh, we're laying it at the apostles' feet. But it doesn't belong to the apostles. It belongs to God. And they lied. They lied. And Peter said, you didn't lie to me. You didn't lie to the other apostles. You lied to God. You lied to the Holy Spirit. And because the sacrifice, whether it's a fellowship sacrifice, whether it's a ministerial sacrifice, whether it's an acknowledgement sacrifice, whatever sacrifice you give, remember, you're giving it to the Lord. And if you give it with wicked motives and an impure heart, it's an abomination. It's foul. It's putrid. It's abhorrent to God. So I would encourage you to read this comment by Thomas Scott. Read it and take it to heart. Remember, we started out with Charles Bridges' question. And Charles Bridges wrote this, let the reader of Proverbs 15:8 ponder this awful question. What am I? What is my service when upon my knees before God? Is it an abomination or a delight? How does God view my ministerial sacrifice when I go to Grace Church Monday through Friday? When I am upon my knees before God, what is it that I do? Does God classify it as an abomination because I'm a hypocrite? Or does he look at it as a delight because it's the prayer of an upright man? Which one is it? Let us ponder the question. Are my acts, are my offerings, are my sacrifices rendered to God out of pure motives? Or is it pure chicanery? Ponder the question. Let us ponder this awful question. Oh, why is it awful? Well, listen, you got to do some, you got to take personal stock. You got to do personal inventory. You got to look in the mirror of Scripture, and say, what am I truly? Am I a Cain or am I an Abel? Am I a Moses or am I a Korah? Am I a Barnabas or am I an Ananias? Which one am I? Which one are you? Ponder the question. Ponder it. Go before the Lord. Talk with God. In Jesus' name, I would encourage you to do so. Well, looking forward to seeing you all in church tomorrow morning as we take up the theme of vision. Vision. Moses and the vision of the burning bush. God bless you, saints.